So this time of year is the beginning of the Jewish year, and it's kind of a reboot, a redo. It's a moment where we have the opportunity to reflect back on the year behind and on all of our lives behind, figure out where we need to be going, what we need to be doing differently, what we need to let go of, what we want to embrace a bit more, what's our vision for the future.
Jews in the North Bay are spread out and worship at a number of places during these holidays with a variety of styles of worship. No matter what their beliefs and practices, says Erwin Keller of Ner Shalom, there are common themes during these most important days.
We say and we sing on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Harat Olam, today the world is born, meaning both today is the birthday of the world, but also in every day, in every moment, the world is reborn, and we have a role in how it's reborn.
Perhaps you've heard the call of the ram's horn or shofar that's a key part of holiday observances. Erwin Keller kicked himself for leaving his own shofar at home, but he demonstrated with the next best thing.
Yes, there is this commandment in Torah, in the Hebrew scripture, about blowing this ram's horn, and it comes to be associated with this holiday. Through lots of rabbinic writing in antiquity, they decided what the sounds sound like. So there's an unbroken sound called tekiah that sounds like, and then there's a broken sound, shvarim, that sounds like wailing. And there's an even more broken sound called teruah, which is almost like a weeping. And we listen to those sounds a bunch of times during Rosh Hashanah and again at the end of Yom Kippur, and they startle us. They wake us up out of our complacency and make us take stock. I don't think anybody can stand and listen to the shofar, to the ram's horn being blown, without getting chills and without feeling sort of both the majesty and the importance of the moment.
Another tradition associated with the holiday is eating apples dipped in honey. Quite appropriate for our region, especially when paired with a sparkling wine, and deeply ingrained in the lives of Jews everywhere as they mark the new year.
Apples and honey are not a biblical commandment. But it is, you know, it's good folk magic for a sweet new year. You take some apple and you dip it in honey and you make a little blessing that we should be renewed for a sweet year, and you eat it. And you'll find that around the world, around the Jewish world, cooking, of course, is very different, you know, among Jews from the Arab world and Jews from Persia and Jews from Italy. But across the board, there will be sweet, sweet, sort of honey, sticky things for Rosh Hashanah.
That's Erwin Keller, spiritual leader of Ner Shalom in Katati. The congregation meets in what was once a popular music venue, the Katati Cabaret. Jews around the world are commemorating the high holidays, starting at sunset tonight and lasting for about 10 days, which will include the fast day Yom Kippur and the breaking of the fast on the evening of September 30th. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.